November. It's strange here, waiting for the last of them to be counted. Surreal to think of them shoveled into piles like old snow, cast out into the world over land and sea to seek, as it were, their fortunes. I imagine them in the late terrible light of those rooms, lingering in the stink of yesterday's lunch and the air tepid with breath held back by masks, talking amongst themselves about the ludicrous folly of humans, who should be tallying the tadpoles who grew into frogs this year and the number who died of fungi blotched on the nose, how we ought to jam the phone lines demanding a raise in the minimum age for kindness, a cut in the statutory limitations on human cruelty, a referendum to mortar our cities from the endless migration of sadness and despair. Where's the measure in favor of clouds not yet dreamed or stolen by the sun? Who will root for the tulips we've planted so dumbly in the dry crud of the earth? Call it now for the rivers and the trees and the rocks. Call it now for the rain, who knows far better than we how to become one fierce or gentle thing.